Are you with the shits? Because they are. Straight out of the Bronx. It's Heidi and Lexi. And you are now tuned into Ladies Pitch. Here's your host, Heidi Baby. And Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenidos to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's going on? This is your favorite mommy, Heidi Baby, in the building once again for an audio adventure that is Ladies Pitch. And with me once again, I have a reoccurring guest, the beautiful, the lovely. You guys should know her by now. The voluptuous, I guess, right?
I like
drunk
it.
Auntie!
I like voluptuous.
I don't know if that was a great word to describe right. You, but it sounds good. Voluptuous Virgo.
Yeah, I like that. I really like Bienvenido. What is it? Bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos a Ladies Pitch. Let's keep this shit going. You're going to be very fluent in Spanish by the time I'm done with you. You're going to know all the cuss words. You're going to be like, mama bicho. To somebody at work, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Dick sucker.
Oh, God.
Cock sucker.
Okay.
I don't like the word cock, but cock sucker. Yeah.
Because I don't, only Spanish I know is like when I go out the country, I like to know what pour more tequila means, all that shit. So that's the only Spanish I know. Hola.
That's not even Spanish though. Pour me more tequila?
Not that in Spanish, you know what I'm saying? I think it's not. Always thought it was mucho tequila, like more tequila, a lot of tequila. But they said it was something else. I can't remember. It was
no mucho tequila is a lot of tequila.
Right. They said they put it some other type of way to me, but I always be like mucho tequila. That's all I say.
You know what? You have to say la tía alcohólica.
A lot
la
of
tía
alcohol.
Borracha. That's what you're gonna say. Yo me llamo Alicia la tía borracha.
That's
my name is Alicia, the drunk auntie.
That's a mouthful. I got no room for that.
La tía borracha. I like that. I feel like I'm going to, that's it. Drunk auntie is out the window. Tía borracha. Because you family now, so, you know. Podcast family, so we got to call you, you know, we got to start speaking Spanish around these neck of the woods. What's going on, boo? How you doing?
Mucho, mucho. No, I'm just, I'm good.
not even fuck around because the way Mexico is playing nowadays.
Right.
I don't want to fuck with them right now. But what's up? What's up with you?
I'm good. You know me, same old. Sipping as always. Mucho tequila.
What you sipping on?
Mucho tequila.
I'm sipping on some wine. I'm sipping on some Moscato.
Oh.
I know. Listen. Wait, before anything, happy International Women's Day.
Oh, same to you. I seen
this. This is perfect. Two women.
I seen it on the internet today. I didn't know it was the thing, but happy that to you.
Yeah, it definitely is. And the first thing I seen when I woke up this morning and I scrolled on Elon Musk's Twitter is two women feuding. They've been feuding since yesterday. Going back and forth, and it spewed onto today. I don't know, some Twitter honeys, who the hell knows? But they're fighting and they're calling each other ugly and they're putting their selfies side by side and saying like, oh, I look better than you. Like, I'm like, what are we in freaking junior high school? What's going on right now? But people were actually retweeting and they were like, happy International Women's Day.
Crazy.
I'm like, we can't even love one another one day out the year. Jesus Christ.
You know, I really don't get into all that shit that be happy. Like, I didn't know it was International Women's Day. I didn't know that was a thing until I got on the internet today. But as a woman, I respect and admire, you know, happy that. But I don't really get into all that because it's just some shit they just add to the calendar every year. But
every
we should all we should
that?
All honor one another every day.
I agree with you on that. I agree. Give you some air horns for that. I totally agree with you. Every day is national something, though.
Right.
You know that? Like, it'll be like National
Pancake
Day.
When is National Dick Sucking Day? When is that?
That is a day as well. Oh, wait, hold on. I got you right now. Hold up. We're going to look it up. on the Googles, but that is a day. There is a National Dick Sucking Day, and of course, the ladies of Ladies Pitch always make sure they celebrate that. It's National Blowjob Day. Hold on. Blowjob and steak, something like that. Oh, Steak and Blowjob Day.
Steak and? I gotta give you a blowjob and a steak?
Hold on a second. Right. It's on March 14th.
Oh, that's soon.
So it's next week. That's... Alicia, you coming back for Steak and Blowjob Day to the podcast?
Yes. But I don't know about the, like, I don't believe in giving niggas too much. You either want the nice steak, because I do a good steak, or you want a good blowjob. Which one you want? I can't do both. I'm not Superwoman. I can be, but you not that, niggas not that for me. So I can only do one. You can't get both.
You can only do one. And if he picks steak, which what man is going to pick steak? He better want it medium rare, because I ain't fucking with no well done.
Exactly. I can do a nice whatever. I'm nice in the kitchen, so you want a nice T-bone, a rib eye, porterhouse, whatever you like, I can do that. Or I can give you the blowjob of your life.
The blowjob of your life. Woo!
Because I show out when I
hands or no hands.
When it's time to show out,
hands or no hands.
It depends. Depends on the guy. Depends on the dick size. Depends on the dick smell, the dick taste. It's situational. It depends on a lot of things.
Do you have a gag reflex? You have a gag reflex?
Depends on the guy. I don't give a fuck about a gag reflex. If it's a nigga I'm into and I just want to suck your soul out, I will take it there. I will lose my life over it. I'd be feeling that. He like, bitch, is you okay? Can you breathe? No, I cannot, but just
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Right, you're choking me. You're killing me.
It's about you, daddy. It's not, Poppy.
Poppy, it's about you, Poppy, yeah, because I definitely don't say daddy, so. I have yet to meet a man to dick me down so good that I call him daddy.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, my friends will be like, you say Poppy, so what's the difference? I'm like, no. Same. Daddy to me just sounds so,
Yeah, it's like, the same kind of same difference to me, and I'm not Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, so I can't call nobody Poppy. That was just be weird. You want some breakfast, Poppy? I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about?
Nah, but I know women that are not Spanish that say it. Like,
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying daddy or Poppy or what's father in French? I think it's frère.
Poppy.
Like mon frère. My father.
No. Oh, in French.
Yeah, because that's the only other language. I don't speak Spanish, but I speak a little French. It's prayer father. I think it is. I don't know. That might be my friend. My friend. No, Ami is my friend.
Yeah, it is. Ami is a friend. Before anything, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You guys can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. We're also on YouTube, so episodes are uploaded on YouTube. The following day after it's uploaded on Apple and Spotify and all that good shit. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. So I've been on vacation. Right? I'm on vacation this entire week. I go back to work next week. And my vacation has consisted of the extreme amount of self-care that any person can, like, perform on themselves, I guess.
How's that going?
It's going great. My days off have consisted of gym, randomly people watching in Hoboken, New Jersey. The people watching the Mayo Sapiens out there, because that's a predominantly white area. So I've been people watching on there. Window shopping. Today I went into a random bookstore that I found, purchased two books, stood in there for a little bit, talking to people. Yeah, I feel very Carrie Bradshaw. I'm feeling very, very Carrie Bradshaw during this week.
Don't do that to me. You know, I love Carrie Bradshaw. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. You know, listen, you're the only other woman I know that appreciates Sex in the City as much as I do.
I know, right?
When we found one another, right, and we found out we both love Sex in the City, we were, like, so excited. Like, oh, my God. Exactly. Too. We started immediately talking about episodes and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been you know, it's consisted of me doing these little random things. I went to the movies the other day, went to see Creed 3. I forgot to bring an extra pair of panties.
Yeah, you told me. You texted Ooh. Me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so just because I haven't been to the movies in a long time, but I did want to see Creed 3, but I haven't seen Creed 1 and 2, so I felt out of place.
Oh no, girl, you gotta see. You gotta see 1 and 2 before you go see 3.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be lost if I don't. But
yeah,
God damn, and I love the men.
It's good. Oh my God, yeah, they just both look so good. Jonathan Majors is like, oh man. Anyway, we're not gonna get into that because I feel like we said it last time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my addictive personality peeking through. Like I just want to all that shit. But anyway,
talk about
it was no a very gag. Good Mooney.
Talk about no gag reflex.
What? And I have a gag reflex, but I'll show out for that man. You know he's a Virgo, right?
I know. Just like I would lose my life. You're like, bitch, is you breathing? No, I'm not. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna die sucking this dick. Don't worry about it. Just let it be. Allow it.
Just let it be what it's gonna be. It's God's plan.
Let me die on this dick. It's all right.
So it was a good movie. I love the storyline. I'm a fan of boxing. I've been watching boxing since I was a kid. Like, boxing events, my family took it like it was a holiday. They would celebrate it like it was a holiday. Yeah, like, we would all get together. You know, pay-per-view events back then were, like, $40 or something like that. So, we used to all get together. My uncle, my aunts, whatever, they used to drink. My mom and my aunts used to cook, big meal. And, you know, I actually really loved boxing. So I grew up with that. And I love, like, the Rocky franchise. And then, you know, Creed is all about the continuation of the Rocky franchise. Because, you know, Creed is Apollo Creed's son. Apollo Creed was Rocky's opponent in the Rocky movies and shit like that.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not up on that. I just know it's some black niggas that look like they look fighting. That's all I know. That's all I know.
And that's the cherry on top.
I have no connection to it, even though I know what Rocky is, the original Rocky. I never watched that shit with Sylvester Stallone. I never watched it. But I do understand that it's a variation of that. I don't understand what this white nigga got to do with these black sexy niggas. But, you know.
Yeah, that's basically who he is, though. That's who Creed is, though. He's the son of a former boxer. That, you know, the character's already
the
dead,
black nigga with the thick mustache.
With the thick mustache. Yeah. That was like a big fight that Rocky had. I think it was Rocky 2. I believe it was Rocky 2.
Okay.
That was his opponent, but that was also his friend. Uh-huh. So when you see Creed 1, you're going to see that he's trying to find out more about his father. So he looks for Sylvester Stallone. I won't tell you the rest because you haven't seen it, but yeah, it is good. I actually like 3 a lot more than I did 2. I wasn't a fan of Creed 2. I liked Creed 1, and I was definitely a fan of Creed 3. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the storyline. Men were sexy. Loved it. And I know there's going to be a part 4.
Because the son, so when you see part 3, than a daddy. I give him that.
I know.
Because even though I never seen, God. Like, the Rocky shit, I know who the people are. But the daddy was not had. He ain't had no sex appeal at all. Fro mustache, not my type. But Michael B, he get Michael.
But
B.
Mustaches was the shit back in the day, though. Like, mustaches back then in the '70s and eighties was what beards are to us now.
I guess.
So if you had like a thick mustache, like if you had like a fro and a thick mustache, like you was that man.
I guess
you was like you. You was. Making panties wet back then. And you had a nice set of like bell bottom jeans. Nice at the waist. You know what I'm saying?
Not bell bottom.
You was killing it. You was killing it.
Yeah, the niggas with the bell bottoms know how to eat a good cat.
Bell bottom dick is some good dick.
I gotta ask my aunt like about that. Like, well, who was it like? Cause now we got ourselves in these times. We got our own things like niggas with beards, and it's a thing about sitting on a nigga with a beard face and shit like that. I'm gonna ask my aunt like, back in your times, what was it? Was it the mustache? Was it the fro? Was it the bell bottoms? What is it? The little pattern that they had with the shirts? Cause they had the pattern shirt with some jean bell bottoms. What was it? Niggas who had the best pattern shirts. What went on? I need to know.
Was it the slangs? Like, was it the talk, jive, turkey?
Right.
What was it? It had to be something. But I see, like, pictures of my mom and my dad when they were young and they were together before they had kids. And my dad used to rock this big-ass afro. And I'm like, that's maintenance. Like, who's just walking around with all that damn hair? I didn't find it sexy.
He was 100% Puerto Rican?
Yeah, he was Afro-Latino. So if you see my dad, you would think he was black.
Okay.
And I don't ask me why I'm so white. Don't ask me why I'm so white, because everybody from my father's side of the family, they're all dark skinned. They're so all dark skin. I'm white as fuck. I might be the milkman's baby.
I'm a little ignorant in that part. Explain Afro-Latino to me.
Oh, girl, you asking the wrong person.
It just sounds like I'm a little bit black and I'm a little bit Puerto Rican or Latina. That's what it sounds like to me, but I'm ignorant.
That you say what? Say that again.
It's a little, that sounds, to me, it sounds, Afro-Latina sounds like I'm a little bit black and I'm a little bit Latina.
Were you mixed with African and Latin American?
Okay.
That's basically what it is. You mixed with African and Latin American origin. That's all I could really think
so
of.
So your dad is mixed and your mom is what?
My mom is Puerto Rican, but she was born in New York.
Okay. But she's 100% Puerto
Rican? My dad was
Puerto
born
Rican?
And raised. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But she's what we call New Yorican. So she's a Puerto Rican that was born in New York. My dad is the Puerto Rican because he was born and raised in
Puerto
Rico.
But he's not mixed, though, with African American?
No, he's not. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you are like 100% Puerto Rican.
I'm 100% Puerto Rican. Yes, I am. Okay. But my name tells people that I'm Dominican. All my life, people have thought I was Dominican because of my name.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, girl. The facts.
Yeah, I know black people. Just like, I got a homegirl who, she got an African name for years that I know her. I thought she was like African. That's just what her dad decided to name her, African ass name. I'm like, I thought you was African. Why do you have that name? She's 100% black, African American.
Yeah, it's like that. You go to certain countries and that's what you'll see. You'll see certain, you'll see like certain Latinos that are Latinos and they look black. The same thing in Puerto Rico, same thing in Cuba, same thing in Colombia, Peru, all those Latin American countries are like that. But yeah, so that has been one of the things that I've done during my vacation. But definitely you should see Creed 3, and once you see it, we'll discuss it off the mic. Yeah. How hot it was.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be following Jonathan Majors now and what else he does, any other work he does, because I just want to look at him and just see his projects just so I could look at him.
Yeah. He's a man. We discussed mm-hmm. that. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because right, Michael B. Jordan is more appealing in the eyes than him, but I would take Jonathan Majors because he's just more of a man. Jesus.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Michael B. Jordan is pretty.
No one can explain it. No one can. I'm seeing people comments where women like, I can't explain it. I'm like, sis, me either.
Right. Like, Michael B. Jordan is pretty.
I can't explain it. He just looks
pretty.
Yeah, it's like somebody said on Twitter, Michael B. Jordan is good looking, but he look like the type of man that he's like responsible. Like, he has his bills on auto pay.
I don't even want to do
like
that.
He pays them before the due date. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's debt free. His credit score is like 800. He looks like that type of clean cut man. Jonathan Majors looks like he just does a bunch of shit.
And if you watch his interviews, you already know he done been through some shit. He done lived in his car. He done been homeless. His nose is big as his fucking whole face. Like, but you want to.
And his dick might be just as big, too.
Yeah, you just want to suck his dick.
You just want to do a bunch of things. But that's just one of many things I would love to do to him.
Enough about that, though.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, the guys doesn't listen to this podcast. Like, come on, man. Can I fast forward this shit? Fucking horny ass women. So for International Women's Day, I wanted to bring up a video, a very short video that I saw of the beautiful musician and woman empowerment that she stands behind. Lizzo, singer Lizzo. Did you see the video of her playing the flute and she just like suddenly just put her pants down and just started playing the flute with her ass out?
I seen like half of it. I didn't really, the video I seen was kind of blurry, I think. I seen the flute. I heard about the ass, but I didn't really get into it. Because I'm kind of really stuck in the middle. I love Lizzo. I'm stuck in the middle with Lizzo. And it's really hard to talk about that on this day that y'all call International Women's Day.
Yeah. Who's y'all is too many people.
Because it is.
Y'all is too many people.
My opinion, you know, I support women. I support black women. And, you know, I just, some things I can't really, I don't want to see. It's not, the thing about Lizzo, it's not even about that she's a bigger size woman. Because I don't want to, I honestly don't want to see Beyonce. This is me, my opinion. I don't want to see Beyonce or Rihanna with their ass out. I just don't want to see it. And that's just me. So I definitely don't want to see Lizzo with her ass out playing a flute. I don't want to see it.
The thing is that she had her pants on. But she suddenly just brought her pants down. And she had like, you know, a bodysuit. And her, her ass is on. And she just starts playing the flute.
First of all, she got so much ass. She, even in pants, it's just out.
Right. And she's a beautiful person. She is. I love first her personality. Of all, I love the confidence that she exudes.
She's gorgeous.
I love
it.
I love that she gives bigger women this confidence. She's a beautiful woman. She's a talented woman.
She's gorgeous. But I just feel like it's too much. And I don't. It's
and
not,
even it's not even so much the nakedness. It's just like, all right, we get it. We get the message that you put out. Like, you've been on for how many years now with the same message? We get it.
Right. I wanna know if she got diabetes. And this is just, like, it's no shade because I'm a diabetic myself, and I don't weigh half as much as she did. But I just wonder, it's a thought of mine, is she diabetic?
The thing is that she is a person. She's vegan. She's vegan.
And that might be because
Lizzo is vegan.
She might be vegan because she's diabetic. Because when you're diabetic, you got to watch your sugar. And I'm a person who's diabetic, and I have to watch my sugar, but I don't because I'm a lazy American. I don't. Yeah.
That's a great reason.
Diabetic. Does she take metformin? Does she take insulin? I wonder about those things.
I don't think that she will ever disclose that information. Alicia. And I don't think I'm ready to find out or try to research that. Come knocking at my door and shit. But I do know that she is a vegan. And she is a person that works out. I used to see her during the pandemic on TikTok. She was very active on TikTok. And she would put a lot of like her workout routines and stuff like that and things that she would do. I haven't seen that in a while, so I don't know if she currently still does. Now I know that she's in a relationship. You know how it is when you get in a relationship, you get real comfy, you stop doing all that other shit, right? Who knows? But yeah, I just feel like enough is enough. Lizzo, I love you. I love your music. I love you as a person. You have a dope personality. I love your vibe, the confidence. I love all of that. I love what you have done for just women of color, what you've done for bigger women, for just women in general. But just, I'm just tired of seeing your ass. Be real with you. I'm all for people doing what makes them happy. But at this point, I don't know if she's doing it because she just wants to do it, or she's just doing it to piss people off at this point because she knows that's going to piss people off.
Yeah, it's a gimmick or whatever. It's a bit much.
It's clickbait or something. It's going to get the people talking.
It's provocative.
Yeah. It's provocative. Gets the people going.
Yeah, I don't know. I like her. She's a gorgeous human being. I don't listen to too much of her music because that's not my genre that I listen to, that I like. But I think she's a very talented human being. She's beautiful in the face. Body is a little bit big, but, you know, that's her, and she owns it, and I love it.
I love it, too. I'm just tired of seeing her ass. I'm tired of seeing her ass all over the place all the time.
And it's not no disrespect, because I don't want to... If Beyonce was out here showing her ass, I don't want to see it, bitch. I don't want to see ass. I just don't want to see it.
And I do agree that when she first came out and she was exuding that confidence, the people were getting mad about the wrong things. They were knocking her because, oh, nobody wants to see that fat woman wearing that, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And then people were comparing it with time. Like, she wore, I guess, like an outfit to a basketball game where her ass was out. And they were showing, like, other celebrity women that have attended basketball games wearing revealing outfits as well. And no one was talking shit about it. So I did agree. I did agree with that during that time when that was happening. It was like, okay, it's because she's a bigger woman that now it's a fucking problem. Everybody wants to criticize it. But now we're like 3 years later and we're still running the same shit. It's like, yeah, this will put your ass away, man.
Right. And it's not because people complaining. Like I said, me as one person, I just don't want to see no bitches study putting the ass out. I just want to see you for what whatever talent you get. I want to see that talent. And I don't think as a woman you want your talent to be ass out, bitch. That's not what you want your talent to be. You do whatever you do and you play the flute while doing it, whatever. And
oh, she plays multiple instruments. Yeah, yeah, Lizzo's like super talented.
Yeah, just do your talent. I don't need to see your ass while you're doing it, and that's fine.
Now, I tell you what I would be down to see. The minute she starts playing the flute with her ass, then that's something different.
I was going to say playing the flute while fucking. That might be something.
Start the OnlyFans. You got a man now. Get into the OnlyFans bandwagon. Start playing the flute while you riding him. Let's do it.
I don't want to see it, but start. That might be something. That might be an audience for that.
Start playing the flute with your ass. That'd be something to watch. Hey, listen, we were talking in the last episode about men liking some disgusting shit. You don't think she'll make money if she start playing the flute with her ass?
Definitely. But I don't.
She's going to bank it. She's going to make bank. I'll see it just out of pure curiosity, and then I'll send you the clip.
Send it to me for free. I'm not curious enough.
Be like, Alicia, yo, look at this shit. Look at the pipe she's hitting. Look at this shit. But, yeah, shout out to Lizzo, man. I do love Lizzo. I've seen her in so many, like, interviews, and I just love her vibe. She has one of those personalities
that
you just want to smile when she talks, and she's dope. You can tell she's a dope person overall.
Yeah, and I've seen her in videos because right now I'm really into the UK vibe. I'm really into listening to UK podcasts and UK artists and shit
really?
Like that. Yeah, I'm just into that right now. And I've seen her on a UK interview show that's very, very big in the UK. And everybody just loves her. No matter what she do, no matter where she goes, people love her. Mm-hmm. And I like it.
Yo, when you're naturally a dope person, though, people will gravitate towards you.
You can tell that she's just naturally a dope person. And it just don't matter if she was big or skinny. Because imagine, like, when Jen started out, Jennifer Hudson. Now, she wasn't as big, but she was a big one. No disrespect, but, and she made her way through and now she's her and she's skinny and I can imagine Lizzo going down that route. Not even just for like professional reasons, for health reasons. I would hope, Lizzo may one day might be skinny. Who knows?
A lot of women have started out like that, right? They started off as bigger women. Oh my God. But yeah. Yeah, that's just, I love this old man, but yeah, just put your ass away, mama. Like, you have so much talent. You don't have to be doing that. We get it. We get the message. We've grasped the message throughout these years that you're trying to put out there that women can be bigger, but they can still be beautiful, and they can be confident, and they can exude that, and they don't have to be afraid to show who they really are. We get it.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Next topic, should I say. Wine is going right through me. We have your boy, America's favorite baby daddy, Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
No, he is not having another child as of yet. It has not been reported. But it has been reported that he will be coming out with a new show on E! That will be hosted by Kevin Hart that is called Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon. Oh, my God. And it's basically going to be women contestants that I guess they have to prove as to why they want to have the next child with Nick Cannon. But why? Why is this even a thing?
So I feel like this is my first time hearing about this, actually. I seen something earlier online about, like, it was basically prank wars. And it wasn't a real thing. I don't know. But if it's a real thing.
That it wasn't going to be a real show?
Yeah, it was just Prank Wars. They actually coming out with a show called Prank Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I can't be sure. I haven't researched it. I don't know. Just something I seen in passing today, actually. But even if it is a real thing, like, I feel like it's capitalizing. People going to do whatever they got to do to make money. And that's just what it mm-hmm. is. Because at this point, Nick Cannon is ridiculous. He's a joke to me. But I don't concern myself with those things because, bitch, I'm not even nowhere near your tax bracket. I ain't got no time for that.
I get that he has the money to take care of all these kids, and that's the discussion that we've had on this podcast before where, you know, they've said, oh, he has the money, like, he can take care of all these kids. I mean, you have the money, but it takes more to raise a kid than just having the money.
For sure.
You know? It takes a lot more. Yeah, like, you have to very actually disgusting. Be there.
And then for a person, like, actually, that's why I think it's probably more to this, because Kevin Hart, he perceived, I don't know the nigga, but he's perceived, you know, he got like 4 kids, and 2 from one marriage and 2 from another. And he's a father, and he prides himself on being a father. So I can't see that you condone what Nick doing. I just really can't see it. So it's probably some other shit behind it. I don't know.
And he's capitalizing. He's capitalizing over.
But that's what people do. When you
what he's like, known get for. Right.
When you get a thing for something, you're going to capitalize off of it. And I don't see why, because Nick Cannon is a person of means. And you don't have to capitalize. You don't have to appear on fucking BET shows just to get a paycheck and shit like that. So I don't know. And I try not to trouble myself with the knowledge of trying to figure out why. Like, why are you doing this?
Nick Cannon is the Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, definitely.
He's basically the black Ryan Seacrest. And anybody that knows Ryan Seacrest knows that Ryan Seacrest has about like 25 jobs.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon is the same.
It's a. They got a club.
Has hands it's Ryan in so many
Seacrest,
things.
It's Ryan Seacrest, Steve Harvey, really Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart got 7 million jobs. What's his name? Simon Cowell.
Does he? Simon Cowell?
He hosts every talent show there is in America, the UK. He just hosts everything. He's probably got some shit in Australia somewhere. Simon Cowell just is never without a job. Like, he's somewhere doing something with involving judging talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just don't try to get into all that. That's, if that is, I think it's a deeper thing to it, because I don't know though.
I mean, what kind of woman do you like? He has kids with all types of women.
I don't know. What is his criteria? What is his sperm count? I don't fucking know.
I want to know what's his motive, right? Like, what's his end goal with having all
I don't
these
know,
kids?
But is you know the, what the media says.
He legit wants a big family?
What the media says.
And he's sick.
What social media says is that he's just having kids for spare parts. Because, you know, he has a disease. What is it that he has?
I don't know what that man has. He has lupus?
The nigga got Lyme disease or Lou Garrison or something.
Lou Garrison. I'm done with you right now. No, I think he has Lyme or his lupus. One of the two.
Lou Garrison. I don't know. He got something. But I think it's lupus, and that's not funny because my sister has lupus, and she's very sick.
As I said, I don't want to laugh at that, but you're making it real hard.
Yeah. One of my sister has, I don't have, like, enough information to describe it, but one of my sisters has lupus, and she's a very sickly person, and I take that very seriously. But I think that might be it. He might have lupus, and he's a very sickly person. I understand that. Knowing what she goes through, I can understand that. But the internet says he's just having these kids for spare parts, you know. I don't know. We don't know. We just here. We don't know why he doing what he doing. Why he feel like it's acceptable to have 20 kids. We don't know.
I said from the very beginning when this was going on, this was actually a topic on the podcast, and Lexi, myself, and Durag, we were having a conversation about it. And I said from the beginning that I think that he is one of the, because he's an only child. So he's one of those people that when they're an only child, they always want to have big families. And I say this because I do know a few people that are their parents.
That might be true. That might be true.
And they always like want a big family, and they have like that yearning for like that big family.
Yeah, but to have that, like you couldn't wife one. You can wife one bitch and just have a big family, like a lot of people do. I don't understand it.
He wants to.
Oh no! But
what is it? So his royal oats.
I think it's just.
They said it in Coming to America.
Yeah. I think it's just that society now is just so focused on him because a lot of celebrities do it. Like, first of all, I think one of the original OGs is George Foreman. He had a lot of kids, and he named all his kids George Foreman. Every one of them is named after him. You got George Foreman the
second. You're lying.
Blah, blah, blah. And then what may not be known to people is Wanye from Boyz II Men. You know Boyz II Men, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Wanye from Boyz II Men, he has literally, I want to say, 6 children by one woman. All of them name is Wanye. Every single one of them kids, boys and girls, they all name is Wanye.
He named his daughters that too?
Yes.
Why would you do that to your kids?
I don't know. Unfathomable to me, but whatever.
So like if the mom calls one of them, who comes? Why, hey, get down here right now.
They all come down. Yeah. So if I learned from TikTok, and I'm really a fan of his. All his kids, his sons have a singing group together. They are called. This is how sick he is. Not only is his name is Wanye, the singing group that his kids has formed, his sons, they're called One More. It's really sick. They're very talented kids. They really, this is like some Jackson 5 shit. It's really, they're very talented. It's really ridiculous.
I think I know what you're talking about because I seen the TikTok video when they were singing.
Yeah, they're very talented individuals. It's crazy. I don't know how that. The fact that I have a lot of siblings, I'm not going to lie. My mother has 7 kids. The fact that neither of us has no talent whatsoever is beyond me. And you have people like, what's his name? Joe Jackson and his wife just had fucking. All the kids can sing and dance and do all that shit is beyond me.
Well, Joe Jackson beat the talent out of them, so
like, he found their talent. I got beat too. Like me and my, we didn't get beat like them, but it was a lot. It was 7 of us, and neither one of us we can't sing and we can't dance. What the fuck? Like, why can't we?
Well,
do
you
that
can
shit?
Pod though. You can talk shit. That's your talent.
I guess. Like, what the fuck? I'd rather sing than be able to talk on the pod. I'd rather be able to fucking moonwalk. Fuck that. But some people got it, some people don't, and you just have it.
That's not.
And
sometimes
my mother has
like
7 kids, and neither one of us, we're not actors, we're not doctors, we're not nothing. We just, some of us sell drugs, some of us sell pussy. We just do our own thing.
Hey, yo, that's a talent right there. What are you talking about, honey?
We just do our own thing. Why the fuck couldn't we sing and dance? It's crazy.
Listen,
to
my
me.
father, my father, God rest his soul, he could sing. He had his own band. Like, he had his own salsa band. He was the lead singer. They came out with an album. Like, he could legit sing. Okay? My father had 6 children. Neither one of us can sing. My younger sister cannot sing. I at some point, I thought I could sing because I was part of the choir in school, but that only lasted like about a year. Right now, I cannot sing. My other brothers also cannot sing. It's like, where is it? Like, hopefully this is going to like trickle down to like my niece and my nephews. I hope one of them is going to make it big. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. Why?
I say that to myself that's all the time. Crazy. I'm like, why can't I sing? Why? Like, why? I would have kept the legacy going. I would have been in showbiz. I would have been trying to be like an American Idol and shit or something. Done something with this damn voice. That's
crazy.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Not the only one. He ain't passes down anything. We could pick the hell out of a lock, though. my brothers could definitely break into a car, though. For sure. You know what I mean?
Right. We'll cook you up some crack. No.
Cook you up mean batch of crack.
We'll sell you an 8-ball at a reasonable price.
You know, but don't look for that next hot album or single or right. TikTok anthem shit coming from one of us Martinez's. Nope. Not happening. I say that, I sip my wine bottle as I say that. He passed down a drinking problem, that's for sure. Nah, let me stop.
For sure, me too.
I'll tune into the show. If this is a real show that is coming out, I'll tune in just because I'm curious to see like who are the bimbos that are going to be participating in the show to birth Nick Cannon's next child. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, again, off a show. It's going to remind me like of all these other quote-unquote dating reality shows that you know, that's airing and it's on Netflix and all this other shit. The original, what was like your favorite original like dating TV reality show? I know what's mine and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people would agree.
I'm pretty sure we have the same one. I'm pretty sure.
I counted three, we're gonna say it.
Mine is 1, 2, 3. Ocho Cinco.
Flavor Flav.
Oh shit.
Huh?
Ocho Cinco.
Which one?
Ocho Cinco.
Chad, Ocho Cinco?
Chad Ocho Cinco.
He had a show?
Oh, you serious?
I don't remember seeing a show with Ocho Cinco. Mine was Flavor of Love.
It was kind of right after Flavor of Love. That's when, after Chad Ocho Cinco, that's when I just lost interest in reality TV.
My memory is horrible.
I remember him. His catchphrase was like, Chad, please.
No.
It was like the best shit ever. That's when after that I lost interest. Like, I do remember Flavor Flav. I was watching that. It was I just couldn't get into it because that's a ugly nigga. He's just so unattractive.
You dropping that U word so much on me.
I'm sorry, y'all. But I mean what I say and I say what I mean. He's very unattractive. And I could not believe bitches was lining up. Like, who was sucking that man dick? I just, not for money, not for nothing could I ever. Like, it's just not happening. But Ocho Cinco, I would line up. I would sign up. I would line up all that to suck his dick. And he had a catchphrase. It was like, child, please. And he was giving out roses and shit. He was the nigga. He had a show. And I cannot believe you don't remember that.
I do not remember.
It was really right after the Flavor Flav, like with the Ray J shit. It was all in that same era, I believe.
Yeah, because they were like back to back. After
I didn't like the Ray J shit.
Flavor of Love was out.
Yeah, I didn't like the Ray J shit because Ray J corny to me. He's not a nigga I would give pussy to, even as a broke bitch. And who would you give your pussy to?
So in my list of men that I claim, in my mind, that I claim to be corny and lame, who's the one I would give pussy to?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1 million, would you give your pussy to Nick Cannon? Because he's
$1 million?
He's everybody cornball.
He's got to wear a condom.
He's everybody. No.
He got to wear a condom.
No, 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 no. It's let's get agree to some stipulations. It's raw. It's bare pussy dick fucking raw. He just fucks you how he wants to fuck you. Raw. Period. $1 million. Would you fuck Nick Cannon?
That's super sperm. Can I take a plan B after?
No.
Can I pop a plan B afterwards?
No. You just got to fuck
him. No, not doing it.
Okay.
Nah.
Joe Button.
Nah. Damn. For $1 million?
Yep. No plan B. $1 million. But
I would do Joe Button. I would do Joe Button for $1 million. Yes, I would do Joe Button. I just don't want to. I don't want to talk with him before or after. I don't want to talk with him before or after. Like, let's just get this out the way. Run me my money. And then, yeah.
Blueface.
No.
You want to fuck him for $1 million?
He's not worth the miles on my pussy. No.
Who else do I think is a cornball?
Ray J? Yes, I would do Ray J.
Oh, Ray J.
I would do Ray J.
Oh, God.
I would do Ray J.
No.
I would do Ray J. I think Ray J is, I do like somewhat. He does have like a corny personality, but he is funny at times. I've seen interviews with him like on The Breakfast Club, and he's a hustler. I really admire his hustling. Like, he's a hustler for real, for real. And I admire that. Like, I like that in a man. Yes, he is sprinkled with corny, but I feel like I would learn a few things from him, at least like some gems before we're done. So I would do it.
Mm.
I'll fuck Ray J.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. None of these niggas that you like that though. Ever, no amount of money would make me give pussy to. I promise you. I'd be a broke bitch.
To neither
bitch.
One.
Be a broke bitch. No.
So not so any of them is no.
No. Joe Button, Ray J, Blueface. They couldn't offer me that. We set the amount to $1 million. They could not offer me $1 billion and I wouldn't fuck them. I promise. Those
come on. People exact.
I would fuck a lesser known person. I would fuck I would fuck Mace before I fuck any of them.
Mace?
Yes. Harlem World Mace. I would fuck before I fuck any
of them. Okay, so. All right, let's do this. You know quite a few, like, rappers from New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
What rapper from New York would you fuck? Or just celebrity or whatever that you know
first of all, New York? I would fuck Method Man for free. fucking free!
Shout out to my Pisces brother, Method Man.
For free.
Method Man.
For free. Do he want his dick sucked? Do you know him? Do he want his dick sucked? Can I come suck it?
Oh, well, he's married.
I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't know. I do know he's happily married.
Happily is subjective.
Him and see.
Happily is subjective. But I don't give a fuck about that. I will suck his toes for free. I promise you. Not just his dick.
I believe Method Man is from Staten Island.
It's New York, but still. Anybody else know?
We don't necessarily. Okay, I was just saying this. We don't claim Staten Island, but we do claim the Wu-Tang from Staten Island. So fair enough.
I guess, and it's like a billion niggas in the Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah. Who else? Busta Rhymes is not attractive to me, but for $1 million, I'd give him some pussy. He's not attractive to me.
Okay.
I'd give him some pussy.
Okay.
I'd give him some pussy.
And who's number three?
New York. Let me think New York. 50? Who? I would give 50 some pussy. I hate 50 Cent. I'd give him some pussy for less than a meal. I would give him some pussy.
Alicia, what you not going to do is come out here and slander 50. What you not going to do... It's slander 50 on the Ladies Bitch podcast.
50 Cent is a fucking bully, coward bully.
I'm trying to think of like men that I do know from Chicago that I think are like kind of lame and corny.
Jeremiah, I love him to death. I love his music, but he's okay looking.
I didn't even know he's from Chicago. Yeah. Common. I'll give Common some
Common
pussy.
Common not sexy. I'll give Common pussy for free just because he Common and he runs two bitches like he got that dick. So. I'd give it
he
to
does.
Him.
He does. He's dating Jennifer Hudson now.
I heard that, and he's dated a lot of bitches, and I'll give him pussy just based on his reputation. But I don't think he got it like that, and he's not that sexy like that. There's not a sexy person in Chicago that will give that type of vibe.
Help me though. Who else is from Chicago?
Nobody. I'm trying to think.
Who else is
from
Chicago? Nobody. Let's see. It's only right. I'm gonna Google this right now.
Yeah, Google it.
Rappers from. Let me just narrow it down. Rappers from. Definitely no Lil Durk. Nuh-uh. He scares me.
He's a cute little boy.
Lupe Fiasco. I would do Lupe Fiasco.
Not sexy. He's a person you could give some pussy to, but he's not sexy. He's not. I'll charge the meal for him. Like, nah.
And, okay, I'm going to pick one more. Oh, this is a cornball. And I didn't even know. He actually is corny and he is lame. Hitmaker.
He's corny.
Also
to
known
me.
As Young
he's
Bird.
He's attractive.
He is.
Yes, he's attractive, but he's corny to me.
He's corny, but we going based off what we feel is corny, right?
I couldn't give him no pussy on no level, no.
Okay. Oh, all right, so I'll pick someone else. Kanye.
I would not give Kanye a piece of pussy. I don't care how much
I'll give College Dropout Kanye.
Neither one. No, because he wasn't attracted. Like, now he got a type of appeal, but even then, not me. Me.
No, back then he had an appeal and a confidence that's sexy.
Nah, I couldn't. Yeah. No. Like, he's apparently he's married now. That's not confirmed. But apparently he's married now. Who knows? Mm-hmm. He just do shit. Like, fuck you, nigga. Like, no. Fuck you. Nah. I'm not giving Kanye no pussy on either level. Not jaw wired chipmunk jaw Kanye. Not
not the dynasty Kanye.
Yeah, no, not slavery was a choice Kanye. Not Adidas Kanye. Not none of those Kanye could get no pussy out of me. I promise.
She said
you.
Not slavery was a choice Kanye.
It's just not happening. Promise you not.
I really cannot stand you.
Promise you not. It's not happening. And I done gave my pussy to the fucking gas station workers. It wouldn't be millionaire Kanye. That's just me. That's just me.
Oh my God. Oh man, you're freaking hilarious. All right, so we're going to close off the episode with this tweet that I seen, HBCU Confessions, and I thought it was pretty funny, and I decided to, you know, bring it on the pod. So this tweet reads, "My boyfriend fucked a girl that does OnlyFans before we started dating." All right, so the girl's Twitter page popped up, and I saw the video. It's old, but it still bothers me. So she's seen her current boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's Twitter page, and the girl had tweeted, I guess, like, you know how the OnlyFans girls, they tweet like their promo videos promoting their OnlyFans. So a video that she posted was a video of her and the other girl's current boyfriend at the time making a sex video. And it bothers her. Wow. Now, Alicia, how would you feel? Like, first of all, would you be able to date a guy that says, like, yo, I used to do OnlyFans on my ex-girlfriend? Would that bother you?
I would like to think that it wouldn't, but probably would. Yeah, definitely.
Because you know that your man's dick is somewhere out there in the OnlyFans cloud.
Yeah, but if it's before me, I can't really be bothered by it, though. Like, before me, I can't really be bothered by me, but me, I'm definitely not optimistic. I'm definitely a pessimistic, and I'm thinking, like, nigga, you would still. I don't like people who would do anything for money. Like, you did this for money. I don't give a fuck what you had to pay for, what you had to do, your mama's heart surgery or whatever. You shouldn't have been doing that. So I think I would judge it, definitely. I would cut it off. Lock that shit off.
Let's say, for example, that you are cool with it. Or let's just say, for example, he doesn't tell you, but you come across this video. Because, you know, listen, I'm a woman like you're a woman. At times, when we got a man and we know there's an ex, we kind of go, you know, kind of searching because we want to see what this girl looked like, who he was with before. And I know I'm not the only one. But let's just say, for example, you do that little bit of like creeping or whatever. You find her page and one of her promo videos, you know, the dick look familiar. There's like a distinguishing tattoo that you see.
I could tell a dick, my dick, like my when man. I see it. I could tell my dick right. when I see it.
Mm-hmm. So what if that happens and you see like that he used to create content, OnlyFans content with his ex? Are you breaking up with him?
I don't know. It's just situational. Like, if I confront him about it, because I will. And if he, like, tells the truth about it, I think maybe I can maybe go for it. I don't know. I'm just trying to be 100% honest. Maybe. It depends. Depends on how deep mm-hmm. it was. It depends on a lot of things. It's all situational. But if you lie about it, you definitely know. It's a definite no. But it depends. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the situation. Because everybody have a past before you. You have no right to judge nobody past before you. And then I think that's obviously because we feel like, as women, we feel like we can change people. Oh, I changed him. He's not never going to do another video again. But that's obviously a lie. But still, I don't know. It just depends. I have to evaluate a lot of things to just, like, allow it. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind at all, honestly. I wouldn't care at all. I wouldn't care if he told me.
That's not surprising for you.
Yeah. I listen, I'm that type of woman that I want to see, it, like, sex videos that you've done with other women.
I don't want to see that. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that.
So that wouldn't bother me. I would actually be like, damn, like, where can I find the content I want to see? So I'm very much a voyeur. So I'm very much into, like, I like to watch people have sex, especially if, like, he's my man. So it's not going to bother me. It'll only bother me if you don't tell me and then I find out otherwise. That's the only way that I'll be bothered by it and I will be mad by it.
Yeah, and that's crazy. If you hold that from me. If you know your girl down with it, like, and you still had it, that's crazy. But
oh no, but you'll be surprised, Alicia.
I'm sure you'll be surprised. Niggas, that's dumb. Cause you know this bitch is down for it. Yeah, you'd be surprised. She's one of the star, produce, and executive in it. Like, and you still gonna have it?
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
You'd be surprised how many men still cheat, even though their women is into women. How many men still go do things behind their back, like? I'm so understanding to so many different things when it comes to that. It's ridiculous. Like, there are just so many things that even I've never spoken about, like, on the mic. It would only be between, like, me and the dude that I'm fucking with or my man at the time that would know exactly, like, how down I am for shit. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But men will still find a way to overstep boundaries or to kind of, like, do still be creep and still do their own thing. And it's like, yo, this is why in reality, like, you need to really just pick and choose and be careful who you decide to
right.
kind of live this lifestyle with and share this lifestyle with. Because as much as men would like to think that they're down with it, when they're actually in it, they don't know what to do with a woman like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So I have a question about that.
Sure.
So even with your openness and, like, you not really believing in relationships and all that, even with your openness, what are your boundaries?
My boundaries would be, like, I need to be informed. You need to keep me. It depends on what situation we have. If we have a situation that's open where, you know, you fuck whoever you want, I fuck whoever I want, there has to be some type of communication, like, I need to know whether you're currently fucking. And it's not because, like, oh, I want to be in your business or whatever. No, it's more of like a safety issue because I need to also know that you're seeing other people. Because sometimes, and I'm going to say this for myself as well, sometimes I just like the option of being able to do what I want. But I don't necessarily exercise that option, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't like the restriction of not being able to do what I want to do. So a lot of people think that you're just like fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry when you have that mentality. Like, you would think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. oh, no, we're in an open relationship, and people automatically assume, like, I'm just fucking all these other people, and he's fucking all these other people. I don't know what he's doing. I don't have control over that. But me, for myself, that's not how I'm rolling. Mm-hmm. I might possibly meet someone and it might happen, but I want to be able to have that option if I decide to do so. That's so, more what it's like for me. And the boundaries would have to be set, like, that would have to be a discussion that we have. Like, what exactly does he want to know? Does he want to know if I sleep with another guy? Because I'm willing to tell him if I sleep with another guy for his safety. I want to know if you sleep with someone else. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
So if
are you dating this woman? Like,
so if y'all got that concept of we're going to date who we want and we're going to fuck who we want, then what's mm-hmm. what's the boundaries then?
The boundary would just be we have to keep each other. The communication has to be open. What you're doing, don't ever make me feel like you're slacking with me because you got this new person now that you're dating or that you're fucking. Don't make me feel it. Don't make me feel that shit, because the minute that I start feeling like, you're placing me second, or now I'm not a priority, like now I'm not number one or whatever, and you're placing this other woman, that's when I'm going to be like, all right, there's some type of emotions involved or something is going on, and then I'm going to be like, you got to, you know, kind of detach from that. You got to fall back a little bit from that because now I'm feeling uncomfortable with it or whatever. So it's all about communication. It really is about communication. With each situation is very different, because you're going to have guys, and I've been in situations where I'm not in a relationship, but the guy doesn't want me to see any other guy. Mm-hmm. He cool with like wanting to see other women, but he's like, nah, I'm not.
Of course.
Ugh. I'm not sharing you.
Of course.
Men have told me, they're like, yo, I'm not sharing you. So you can forget about that. Like, I'm not sharing you.
Are you cool with that type of situation?
It depends how much I'm feeling the guy. I might.
Really?
He might be like, I'm cool with you seeing other women, but not men. I would probably be okay with that.
But are you cool with, I want you this much that I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to see who I'm going to see, but you cannot see nobody. Are you cool with that?
No.
Okay. Respect.
Nah.
Tequila respect.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm not cool with that, because I'm giving you the liberty to do what you want. So yeah. I need that same reciprocation. Like, I need that same energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm naturally like a bit of like a possessive woman. It's crazy because I have like this way of thinking, but I'm naturally like possessive and like kind of jealous. But with time, I've gotten better.
They say you redhead and you short, so they say you possessive. I don't know.
I'm naturally like that. I've eased up a lot on it as I've gotten older.
They say it, and I ain't want to believe it, but that's what they say.
It is true. A lot of Latina women are like that, though. We are naturally, it's very rare.
Then you're
going to run into one of us and we're not.
Triple threat. Like, they say you're a redhead.
It's very rare you're going to run into a Puerto Rican woman or Dominican woman and she's not, like, jealous and possessive. It's very, very rare. That's one of our things.
But they say you keep them niggas locked in the basement.
But because I'm into these certain.
They say you
keep. Absolutely not.
That's what I heard.
I don't have men locked in my personal. I don't have a basement.
Yeah, that's even if I did. You know, you could tell me, wink, wink. You could tell me if that's what you do.
I mean, if they locked in there, they volunteered to be locked in my basement. Okay. And be my sex slave.
We girls, you could tell me.
I'll tell you off the mic. But yeah, it took gradually with time, and because of the lifestyle that I like to live, I can't have certain like things be a part of it, because it'll just ruin the experience for myself and for my partner. So mm-hmm. yeah, but it is what it is. But I wouldn't be bothered by it. I honestly would not be bothered by it. I would just be bothered by it if he doesn't tell me that he created OnlyFans content with an ex and then it's posted online and then I got to find out. Anything I got to find out on my own, I have a problem with. Mm-hmm. Tell me. Communicate with me. I am so understanding. Like, just dime.
Definitely.
Dime, por favor.
Definitely. Por favor.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm learning Spanish. Y'all know I'm learning Spanish. Por favor.
By next recording, by next episode that Auntie is on, her Spanish is, what I'm going to create is like a Spanish word of the episode just for you. Felicia, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Ladies Pitch. Once again, you know that I appreciate and I love you always coming on the pod and potting with me, talking shit. It's always a good time, good vibe, good energy as usual. I know that you'll be back on again very, very soon. And guys, make sure you guys follow her, The Social Bar Podcast. New episodes coming very soon. Dropping soon, all streaming platforms. You guys can follow her. She's on Instagram. She's occasionally on Twitter. Occasionally on TikTok. So you can find a podcast. You will find The Social Bar Podcast and The Drunk Auntie there. Also consuming mucho más tequila.
Mucho más tequila aquí, aquí.
Guys, don't forget, like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Ladies Pitch, again, is on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. On YouTube, our handle is Ladies Pitch. So where you can find a podcast, you will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Drunk Auntie, thank you again for joining me. Ladies, remember, you deserve to be happy and fucked disrespectfully. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti baby. Yes. And strong emphasis on the fuck. Your favorite mommy, Haiti baby. Your favorite redhead mommy, Haiti baby. And the drunk auntie, Alicia, thank you again. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Okay, okay.